With all the rain and cooler temperatures in the region recently, all remaining evacuation alerts, orders and area restrictions have been rescinded in the Southeast Fire Center. The precipitation has helped decrease fire activity across the area, but the BC Wildfire Service asks the public to remain mindful as warmer temperatures are predicted heading into the long weekend. Though the fire danger levels have mostly remained very low to low across most the region, this will shift as conditions change, ASEFC spokesperson said in a release issued Thursday, August 29. This release comes following Monday's announcement that the Category 1 campfire ban was also lifted in the region. According to the SEFC, there were 7 new fires last week and 76 currently burning, none of which are considered out of control and there are no wildfires of note. The fire danger rating across the region is very low to low, with the exception of the boundary area where it is very low to high. This wildfire season there have been 326 wildfires in the SEFC, burning 72,941 total hectares. This is up from 281 fires burning 43,747 hectares in 2023. It is also higher than the 10-year average of 305 fires and 23,223 hectares. Heading into the long weekend, the forecast is calling for a strong upper high that is building across the western U.S., expected to cause a dry west-northwest flow. This will bring sunny conditions allowing temperatures to rebound back to above seasonal values, with minimum relative humidity trending downward throughout the south, with light and variable winds. By Monday, a weak upper-low system drifting east from Oregon may cause patches of cloud and instability, with the potential for creating afternoon or evening thunderstorms. To report a wildfire, contact 1-800-663-5555.